Amelia Langford with our story of the day.
Hello, Wallace.
Hello.
Yes, I can confirm it was a very quick commute from my desk to the studio.
Speaking of traffic and transport, tomorrow the panel has a transport half-hour special. So if you have any issues, ideas or questions that you would like to raise with our panellists and guests tomorrow from 4:30, why don't you email me now? You can email the panel at rnz.co.nz and we'll save them up for tomorrow. We'd love to hear from you. So that is tomorrow transport special from 4:30 to 5 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday's panel. Now, you want to continue the art theme that Robert Kelly started,
yes,
is that right?
Yes, exactly. It's just a natural progression, really. Mm. Let me start by asking you a question, Wallace. Are you a fan of taking selfies? I can't imagine you doing selfies.
No, I do have a selfie story when it comes to art.
Oh, good.
Maybe I can tell you that now or later.
Oh, let's wait.
Later.
So this is a cautionary tale about taking selfies, especially in art galleries and museums where they're very precious things about. So let me tell you about this very unfortunate incident that happened recently to an Austrian tourist in Italy. So various media have been reporting this, including CNN. Basically, a tourist accidentally snapped off three toes from a 200-year-old life-size neoclassical statue in an Italian museum a couple of days ago.
Just recently?
Very recently.
Oh, no.
Very recently. This was late July. Now, it could be worse. It was, from what I understand, the plaster model of a much more valuable marble statue by the same sculptor. But nevertheless, this is 200 years old and is very precious. And the worst bit is, it sounds like he left the museum and did a runner. So what happened was he wanted to take a selfie. And it sounds like this statue is of a reclining semi-nude neoclassical woman called Paulina Bonaparte. And he apparently reclined on the statue. And as he was doing that to take his selfie, he must have somehow with his foot maybe just clipped those toes off. And instead of reporting it to the museum, he must have been very embarrassed. And
freaking out. Who's going to pay?
Well, that's true.
Maybe
that was too generous of me, Wallace. Maybe it was actually that he was panicking about the price of it.
But how did he break the toes?
Well, it's not quite clear. The thing was, it was caught on surveillance. Even though he didn't report it, he was traced because thanks to coronavirus measures in place to keep track of visitors, they were able to track him down due to the footage and him writing his name down. And he later confessed, describing it as a stupid move. But this is not the first thing this sort of thing has happened, obviously. I mean, we've all seen those tourists taking selfies or even using those selfie sticks. They're completely sort of immersed in their world, aren't they?
Yes.
And they're oblivious to what is going on around them,
yeah,
including very expensive Italian marble statues or plaster casts. There was another one. Another one happened in Italy in 2013. This was a 600-year-old statue, and an American tourist who came into contact with it broke off one of its fingers. Again, I'm not quite sure how they do this. And there's so many examples. A 4,000-year-old Greek vase was smashed by a tourist back in 2015 on the Greek island of Crete. Artworks, Picasso's, Salvador Dali. You know, this is happening all the time.
There was a famous action where a guy took to a statue, I'm not quite sure, with a hammer.
Oh.
Instead of smashing it with a hammer, actually attacked it.
Oh,
that was a purposeful.
Yeah,
it was purposeful.
Yeah.
But what the clever thing was that the art custodians, they closed it, vacuumed up, cleaned up all the bits that had been smashed off and put it back together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
really.
It took a long, as you can imagine, little tiny chips, but, you know, restored it to pretty much back to its original. Let's hope they can do that with the toes.
Yes.
Well,
I think they've been able to track down the toes. I'm not sure.
Oh, that's good.
Sure,
well, did he take them away or something?
I'm not quite sure the details there, but they were able to find the toes.
Which it's a selfie of a toe. Yeah.
Exactly.
Just the wider issue of breaking things in galleries, museums, or even you go to a shop, Chris, and there's a very dainty or delicate piece of ceramic. And next minute, you've broken the handle or something like that. You touch it clumsily, that type of thing.
Yeah, be interested to hear any listener stories. It's funny when you walk into a store with a guide dog and they go, he's going to hit the shelf. You can hear the intake of breath. sorry to interrupt.
But your dog is wonderfully behaved, isn't it?
He's great.
Yeah, I know I get very paranoid going into these shops, and I just sort of almost tiptoe around. I'm so, worried about sort of tipping something over.
Especially with a bag. Yeah. You turn around in the shop. My partner has a nice classic car. We've come back to the car more than once to find someone draped over the car taking photos.
My goodness.
Oh, that's odd.
Look, photograph, but for goodness sake, don't touch. So I think there must be something in human nature, Amelia, that touching.
Yes.
When you go to these great galleries and you see this beautiful Athenian statue, you want to touch the toes, don't you? Or you want to touch the fingers.
I was wondering about that. I guess maybe it's some compulsion to be part of history.
Absolutely.
To feel like if you touch that statue, you're part of history. But I don't really understand getting a selfie with one of these statues, because you get home and you look at it and it's probably not very good anyway.
No, it wouldn't be. But that, just on that about touching, lots of museums here in New Zealand and certainly internationally run what's called a touch tour for blind people. So they can touch certain exhibits that are behind the rail or in a glass case or whatever. And I certainly did that many years ago in Auckland Museum, where we went out the back and we saw some korowai and some beautiful carved flutes and gourds that weren't on public display. So we could actually get an idea of what they were shaped like.
A touch tour.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great idea.
And they do that now at some of the arts events here that they have on, like plays and things. You can go before the performance and have a look at the costumes and how people are made up and that.
Oh, cool.
They actually do that now. Accessible art.
And I think that's the thing about art. People don't want to experience it with just one sense, do they? They want to have an immersive experience.
Mm. Well, that's right. So it is a big thing for blind people right around the world. We can't appreciate it until we touch it.
Right.
Get an idea what it's like.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
Claire says, from Titirangi, that statue was none other than Michelangelo's Pieta that was attacked, which is, wow, I'd like to know, I'd like a follow-up on that. Was it ever put back together, do you know?
I think it was.
I studied that in art history.
I think that was. It was, and as I say, those arts custodians who strip, paintings back, all the smoke, look what they did with the Sistine Chapel, the roof. Mm. They stripped it right back to the colour from centuries of candle smoke. So they're very clever. I'm pretty sure they did get it back together, but maybe you can follow up, Wallace, with all your
And resources. He was trying to make a political statement, I assume.
I can't remember.
Yeah. All right.
Amelia Langford, thank you very much.